Libre el map, we are back for part two, the awesomest, longest title podcast, episode four, the Skype cast. Oh
no. Brought to you by Project Podcast and a youth that lives in Virginia.
Hi.
Yes. And if you forgot who I am from the first recording of this wonderful, wonderful world of, I don't know, junk, I am your host, Brian Nagar, once again.
And I am your co-host, Victor Nguyen of Project Podcast.
And I'm just a guest star.
And of Skycast.
And we have our special guest, good old quote unquote James.
JJ. Some people want to be correct. Well, nicknameably correct.
From Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. That state that nobody cares about.
That's a state, guys.
Hey, I learned about that in social studies.
Yeah, don't listen to what people say. I live in Northern Virginia, not Southern Virginia.
Do you guys know what a state is? All right.
Those little individual cuts of a country.
You know, kind of colonies.
Or steak. It's like cutting up meat.
It's well, in Europe, or in Canada, they're called provinces, but oh well. But we're back to talk about non-affiliated school junk.
And since our last podcast, we passed the 40-minute mark, we will try to spew as many junk as we can out here.
And here we are talking about poop.
And beef.
Oh, yes.
And steak.
And steak. So, steak.
Steak.
Have you guys eaten any steak lately?
I had
Not very recently. But I have had steak before, and it's very steaky.
Steaky.
It's very steaky.
Yes.
That should be a new word for the dictionary. Steaky.
People love steak.
A word to describe steak.
That's like a contradiction because you're using the word as a definition.
Well, it's a word.
Oh boy. Oh, I can already feel the mood of this podcast.
It's gonna be wild.
It's gonna be a wild party of 1979.
Word.
Yeah, word. Man.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some news.
Well, what news do we have? I mean,
let's make news. All right.
Today we found out that the air is actually not clear. It's purple, and that we see things in purple.
And we found out that purple air is actually hemp. So it is the best day ever right now. I can see my fingers.
Whoa, man.
I can see rainbows.
It all makes clear now.
It's so intense.
So vivid.
So bright. Can't even capture it on my camera.
So while we are talking about this podcast, while under the influence of him, supposedly purple air.
Air.
What other news are there that's not real?
We discovered a new exoplanet. Wait, that's actual news. No!
Is this where our tax dollars are going to?
Yeah, our tax dollars are going to go to, like, communists.
Discovery of new planets.
Communists.
Yay.
All,
communism is fun.
All hail the Communist Manifesto. I mean, Karl Marx.
Karl Marxism. That's right, we actually try to put stuff from school in this podcast. Whoa.
Is it like the time when I tied communism to Minecraft?
Yes.
Oh, communism in Minecraft.
Communism in Minecraft.
And not that far apart.
Yeah.
Minecraft has world domination.
You get to rule your own little pixelated world. But on a side note, we discovered a new exoplanet. And I didn't mean we as the human race, I mean us three. See, now that's not news. That's just lying.
No, actually that is news. I did discover one today.
It's It's called, the planet's called Earth, isn't it?
Apparently, Earth has people that walk on two legs and they stand up straight.
Wait, seriously? I didn't know that.
Well, I always thought I was an ape, but
that's better than the planet that the people from Avatar are on.
Oh God.
Blue tall people.
They're not even people. We call them aliens. Does anyone know what an alien is?
No.
It's an insult that, you know, is used towards immigrants.
Yeah. What? We like that.
Even though the United States virtually runs on immigrants. Well, I'm becoming less enthusiastic about this podcast now.
We need to liven it up somehow.
We need more hemp.
Quick, everyone, breathe in the air.
Breathe in. It's import air from Virginia.
Best air of its kind.
Oh boy.
Fight the establishment.
Fight the power. Row, row.
Oh, fight the power.
Oh God.
I saw
that where that was gonna come in. It's like row, row, fight the power.
Take that. You guys.
We are anti-war. We are anti-war protesters. Oh boy.
Oh jeez.
So, our little country just declared war on Mars.
Oh yes.
We are fighting invisible aliens.
We call them the Covenant.
They're the toughest type.
They're the toughest type of invisible aliens.
We should. I don't know. What should we do with them?
We should nuke them.
That right there is the best idea I've heard all night.
Really? What did I just say? I'm like tripping right now.
I don't know, but whatever you said, you just solved like world hunger.
Whoa! When did you guys get on the podcast?
Whoa! We're on a podcast.
I'm freaking out, man.
Whoa, all the way. Tubular, man.
Radical. Wait, do we even say that anymore?
Radical?
You hear anyone ever say that anymore?
No. Wow, but God.
We need to bring it back.
We need to start.
This is a radical podcast, man.
So that, you know what that means, Victor? We kill for change. We're not liberals or conservatives. We are radicals.
Radical.
Woo!
That's radical. It's radical.
To be a radical.
Radical.
And that's a math term.
Radicals.
Oh, God.
You gotta divide the radical.
I hate radicals.
I think
but they're so much fun.
In physics.
Radical.
I'm still doing my physics homework because I was lazy, and then I played Osu, and I was like, oh.
Like, oh.
Maybe some head perk you up.
Maybe a head crab. Applied directly to the forehead.
Hey, crab. Apply directly to the forehead. Hey, crab.
Face palm. Apply directly to the forehead. Face palm.
Face palm, apply directly to the forehead. I'm tired of these commercials, but I love your product.
Oh, God.
There's a commercial like that for that commercial. It was like a commercial in a commercial.
They were commercialing while they commercial, so we can watch the commercial while they commercial?
I guess so.
Does that even make any sense?
Nothing makes sense in this podcast anymore.
See, there is our Skype cast topic. Nothing.
Which is why this is the best podcast around the whole tri-state area.
So this is not really a podcast. We are just some dudes chilling around a Skype call, and we upload it somewhere for you people to laugh at.
Yes.
Make fun of us, send hate mail, or laugh with us. It's your choice.
Enjoy the lulls.
Just for the lulls. So back on topic. What topic is there to talk about topics?
The air is still covered in hemp, apparently.
Oh, yeah, purple. What a majestic color. But who cares?
Wow. I just like betrayed.
What is purple? That is a question for the ages. What is purple?
What is the ultimate question about purple?
What is the meaning of purple?
Oh boy.
We just blew your minds there, didn't we?
Yeah.
What is the meaning of purple?
Well, we're gonna die along with this podcast. We're gonna go down with the ship.
The ship's going down. You saved the ship. I'm out. Where's my escape pod?
You lost it, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh god.
Silly goose.
Tricks are for kids.
I am drunk.
Aflac is for kids.
Aflac. Wait.
I think that I just started. Awesome. I think I just cross-memed something.
Aflac.
Silly duck. Silly goose. I know, but the Aflac mascot is a duck.
Yep.
I just contradicted myself.
High five.
Invisible high five. Yeah. Now we're out to party.
Ugh. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this podcast is dead. Well,
no, it's not that. I just realized that something is completely wrong with my equation.
The beauty of physics, where things don't make sense, but they actually think they do. That statement doesn't make sense.
What is up with that?
What is the deal with airplane food?
Oh my god, lol.
Oh my god, what is up with that?
I mean, seriously, guys. Airplane food. It is like the stuff that we eat. In an airplane.
Holy crud, you're right. You, sir, are right.
I just discovered a new planet called Airplane.
We need to tell everyone this.
But I'm too high to do that.
Just keep sniffing up the air. You'll probably get better.
It's gone quiet. A
little good fresh air now then.
Whoa, intense headache. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now is the time for a Jar Jar Binks laugh.
Really?
No. Oh god, I feel less enthusiastic by the minute.
Quick, drink 50 cans of Red Bull. And live.
Woo! 50
cans of Red Bull I never saw before. Marital problems, 50 cans of Red Bull. Problem of a bully, 50 cans of Red Bull. Math problems, 50 cans of Red Bull.
Sexual problems, 50 cans of Red Bull. Oh boy.
Here's to Red Bull, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
We should just replace SHIT with bull.
Red Bull.
That is bull.
What a load of bull.
There you go.
Lol.
I knew that was coming. This is a conspiracy trial. We are out to kill you.
We have snipers on the roof. Don't try anything.
Aww.
Man,
can I move slightly to the left?
Can I reenact the JFK assassination with that one game?
JFK Reloaded? Oh, the controversial
video. Oh, boy. State of emergency.
On a previous podcast.
A recap. Remember, don't play controversial video games. They only make things more controversial.
Than they are, right?
Yay.
I'm tired.
I think I'm gonna
die. Are you guys tired? It's like 6:56 there or something.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Yeah, it is, you know. We had to build a boat. Or attempt at one.
Yeah, we broke glass.
Yeah. You know, I'm on a boat. Mother Beeper! You look at me, I'm on a boat.
I'm Gary Oaks. Mother.
You know, every time we try to swear, we should just choke.
Just choke on your words. Words.
Hey, you mother... Er.
I saw Watch and Amusement.
What's it talk about?
This is better when we had Ben.
It is. Oh! That's a good idea! But he's not on right now. Let me call him. Let me call our secondary host co.
Maybe we can pull this podcast out of the mud back on the road.
If we had Ben. We will introduce Ben to good old James once he gets on.
I can finally meet this new guy.
We need to get Daniel to pick up.
I am now calling him. Time to mute this mic. You guys take the show.
It's just us two,
Cookies? Cookies.
Are they made by magical little elves?
Yes, they are. And you know how I know this? Because I saw them.
Scooter pop!
Oh, he's alive. Boob alive.
It's probably the air. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
His phone is not picking up. I give up. I'm gonna shoot myself.
You need to mail him. Snail mail him.
Snail mail?
Snail mail!
Yeah. Do we ever use letters and pens and actual paper to write anyone anymore?
No, and if you do, you should be slapped in the face.
It's called a text message.
I feel so...
It's called instant messaging.
No! It's called Twitter.
You hear that, folks? Twitter murdered regular mailing.
And we just beatbox our way to our next segment called Twitter. And that does it for our segment called Twitter. Thanks for listening.
You know what? We should have had the music from Seinfeld when they were gonna transition to another scene.
Like the
boo boo boo.
That music is the most awkwardest music I've ever heard in my life.
It's probably the best transition music I've ever heard.
Best segue music. But this is not a sitcom.
Brian, why are you sitting there when you should have started this podcast?
Cue canned stage laughter.
Cue Jar Jar Binks laugh.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, fine, man, wait. We totally need stage audience sound right there.
Overemphasis.
The heck was that?
Uh-oh. Someone's here.
Oh, crap. I'm going to die.
I think it's the pizza man.
Yay.
He's after getting
No. No, no pizza for you. Let us wait in silence as we pray. You know what I mean? I can pause this recording and when we have a dead moment.
Oh yeah, you're right. And then it could sound like we're always lively and happy.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just cut out the dead moments?
Yeah, but I can pause it right here. I can pause it with a click of a button. So when we get this thing going live on Ustream, and we have a dead moment, you tell us that we're dying, and we need a defibrillator on site.
Clear!
That would kill everyone.
We're losing him!
Bleep bloop.
One, two,
failed to revive someone. Achievement unlocked.
Don't blame yourself on this. I don't. Don't blame yourself on this. I know. If there's anyone I can blame around here, it's her. She's the one who's the bad news.
This podcast is going to go down to beep.
We need to. No, you know what? I've given up on livening it up. I want to tell old Left 4 Dead 2 stories. About the time that my friend rushed through the whole game and almost... No, actually, no, that was me. I rushed through the whole game and I finally got into the safe house. And I was like, yes, safe house. But then I saw one of my friends was kind of in trouble. So I stepped out and then like a hunter attacked me and killed me in like 30 seconds. I was like, no. So... Yeah, I learned to always stay in the safe house no matter what's happening outside.
That is the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah, you and 1,000 other people had the same experience, I guess.
Yes, yes we have, but I don't know.
You deserve to die.
And the time that my brother shot me in the back for no reason, that also pissed me off. And I died.
You're an asshole.
Oh, is that one word, guys? Is that one word or
That's one word.
A hyphenated word. All right. Let's do something. Let's all meet in the Midwest.
All right.
It's like what, Arkansas? What?
Let's meet in a slave state.
Let's go to Nebraska and eat corn.
That is the best idea I've heard. Actually, no, it isn't. That other idea that you had was the best. Oh, no, mosquitoes in my room.
We'll talk about mosquitoes.
No, I hate those things.
Shoot, I once got bitten by a mosquito before.
Hey, remember that PS2 game, Mr. Mosquito?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, that brings me back, where you just get killed by a hand. Or you can actually get malaria from that.
That's the oldest game I ever knew. Well, not oldest, but...
Where have you been?
It's not the oldest I ever knew, but I haven't heard Mr. Mosquito in ages.
As long as it doesn't bite me in the back. Stupid mosquitoes, they always just bite me everywhere. They find me delicious, apparently.
Yum yum, human flesh. Yeah, I should try some human flesh nowadays.
The sweetest meat of all, human.
Yum. Cannibalism.
Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this podcast is just nothing.
We need to find a way to breathe life back into the Skypecast.
We need to find a way to bring news to the podcast in a non-demeaning way.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm blank. Usually, all our news stuff is done at school.
And that's not even good news.
It's bad news. So
you see my news station here. It just sucks. Everyone there just sucks.
So that... you know what that means?
What does this mean?
That no news is good news.
No news. Yay.
Oh, that reminds me of a little snippet from the movie Robin Hood, Men in Tights. No news is good news.
It's a tour de France. We're having a dead moment. We're gonna pause and collaborate. Ah! All right, we're going to do a singing segment where we sing random gibberish.
Please listen to our podcast.
Please kill yourself after you listen to this podcast.
We're not honestly.
What about you, James?
I got nothing creative to say. So I'll just stop talking.
Oh, no! That tone, that pitch reminded me of Three's Company.
Three's Company.
Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
Three's Company too. Oh, God.
Whoop-de-whoop.
Whoopty freaking do.
Shoop the whoop.
Bah.
I'm a firing my laser.
No.
That's another meme.
No. No, don't do that. You're gonna kill us all. I swear to God. I swear to God if you do it. I swear to God if you do it. I swear.
I'm gonna die?
No.
Oh.
You're gonna blow up.
We got a chicken chick on the show.
What'd you just say?
What if we had a naked chick on the show?
Oh god,
then everyone would listen to it.
Someone is calling me, you guys take the floor for like a minute.
Alright.
Okay.
You know what? We need to have phone sex on this show.
You mean like the one Howard Stern did?
Yes. Except podcast sex.
We should probably have a moment where we just tell every woman, like, get on the subwoofer. Set it the bass up to high. We're gonna go. Oh man, we are so gonna get bashed down by the SEC for that.
Maybe. I mean, you never. They don't. I don't think they care about the internet.
You might as well have a naked chick special guest and speak. Let her speak out of it.
Well, all we have to do is get like a girl voice and then just say that they're naked.
Well.
And they'll never know the difference.
You want to go the easy way.
Fine. If you want to find a real naked chick and then you get her on the show, you know, tell me when that happens.
Like the next podcast?
All right, then.
A hot naked chick that will actually participate in this podcast.
I shall watch as you find her.
Oh, jeez, that'll be the day. When
this doesn't make any sense. A cough.
What else to improve this podcast?
I don't know.
Notice we are short on member, short on news, and short on resources.
We need to have pumping techno music in the background. I love that song.
Movie?
Huh?
Was that from the Muppets movie?
I don't know, but I just remember singing that all the time. And then that point part where like the guy just starts, I don't know what he does. He's like, and then he starts singing again.
No, we need some Daft Punk on the show.
Oh yeah, but you know what? We should get Daft Punk on the show.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
That'd be like the best podcast ever.
We have Daft Punk live in our podcast. Daft freaking Punk.
I mean, what would they say?
I never actually heard the actual voices. Heck, they don't even show the actual faces on TV.
Hmm.
What if they're like really aliens? A couple of
French
dudes are really aliens.
Oh my god, my ear hurts like crazy.
Why?
I hear music in the background.
Oh, no.
You hear guitar music?
My mic. Yeah, I hear some Vietnamese music.
That's probably my dad. I need a soundproof room.
You need a sound dampener. Oh, Ben is calling me! Let's have this phone on this phone call on speaker.
And don't tell him that he's on speaker.
Hold on, Ben. All right. Hello?
Hey, yeah, what's up, man?
Get on.
Alright, I'll get on after I eat dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah. Little did you know, Ben, you're already on Skype.
Alright, later, man.
Dinner! Yeah.
Are you really thinking extra set of hands can help us right now? We are in a ditch.
We are in a ditch. I mean, come on, seriously. Faces on television, they're actually aliens. What is up with that?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're talking about having Daft Punk in the show, if we can actually have it.
Daft Punk?
Yeah. That's right, Daft Punk.
That would be pretty cool.
Yup. But if we don't have it.
We're also talking about having a naked chick on the show.
That sounded kind of sexist.
Not really. I didn't really emphasize it.
But you did.
You referred chick to a woman or a teenage girl, and a chick is chicken offspring.
The movie Private Parts is just stuck in my head right now ever since I mentioned it.
Oh God.
So how should we improve this podcast right now? We are literally in a ditch.
By dancing.
Well, not gonna really. I think it's safe to say that all these recordings we do right now is just a testing phase.
Even the first three official ones?
Yeah. But, because we're still trying new crap. We still have to implement like the mailbag and the specific segments and all that other stuff. We're just running off shit.
We should probably have like a little listing on some segments, and maybe when we talk, we should jumble them in order.
Well, we should. We know what we really need. We need show notes.
Show notes. As a secondary secretary, I think the real job of show notes is the first secretary, which barely even does his job.
I know. We can make James our primary secretary.
James?
Yup.
So, you want to scratch Eric's name off the...
Off the banner! We'll put JJ from Virginia.
Cross out Tony's name. I mean, Eric's name.
I'll watch as you do that. I mean, they probably don't even know who I am yet. Oh, God.
No, we should probably do that, and we'll send you a picture of it.
Well, yeah, we'll spend $80 on another banner just to do that.
You spelled James wrong. You spent $80 on this? It's all wrong.
It's just J-A-E-M-S. Oh, God.
Whoa, the Japanese are talking. Never mind, they're not.
What?
Nothing. I was looking at Osu again. Or Os. I don't know how to pronounce it anymore.
Us.
Don't ever do that again.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it multiple times. When we start the show, every time, say that.
What? Really?
Yes. I'll be your best friend.
Am I literally like the caboose of the show now?
Yeah. Hey, let's dance to that background music. You can feel the bass.
Let it be, let it be, let it be. Singing words of wisdom, let it be. Dun, dun, dun. We miss you, John Lennon.
He's not dead, though.
Yes, he is.
He got shot by a loony.
Remember? Remember that? Well, no, you don't. You're too young. But you should know.
I remember.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, today's Tuesday.
Oh, okay, he's dead.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he was dead a couple years ago.
Shisto!
Banana.
Bite.
What?
Banana phone. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ring, 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 ring.
Banana phone!
I knew that was gonna come.
Hey, it was inevitable. What did you expect?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Banana.
That was nice.
I wonder if we actually have any listeners.
We have -5.
Alright.
That's at least something. We have a number, people. Yeah, you heard that?
No. The music got in the way.
Hey, what do you know? We have background music.
Yeah. That's not good. Well, not necessarily not good. Well, that was a double negative, so I just said it was good. So
double negatives. What would we do without you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we should at least try to be like the professionals.
What are we gonna do? We are not press people. We can't do anything.
Yes, we can if we believe in ourselves.
I believe.
If you believe in yourself, you will never die again.
Oh God!
I question my own mortality now.
Come with me, and you will see a world of pure imagination.
Sure, the beer may be free. You're just renting it from me.
What the hell was that?
It's from Family Guy, the beer song.
Whoa.
Come on, buds, drink.
Wolves are loony.
Do you reach that state of pure inebriation?
Cheers.
I wonder what life would be like if you're an Oompa Loompa working in Willy Wonka's factory.
Easy ass Mexican.
What was up with that, dude?
He's gonna get shot one day.
I know.
Yes, he will. And we will lull when he does.
Yeah.
Lull.
Dance on his grave.
I'm gonna ruffle when I see that happen.
I'm gonna ruffle Mao.
Do you think the Oompa Loompas have better healthcare coverage?
What?
Yeah, they work in a factory, they have to have pretty good healthcare coverage. you don't want a body falling in the chocolate river, do you?
Did you guys know that American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah? But I don't care anymore.
So how would the healthcare be if you're in a little bit? Probably better than most of America right now.
Yeah, when Obama does that healthcare for all thing.
I thought he already did that.
Well, he tried to. It's just the rich people don't like it.
They want to lobby that thing.
And Oompa Loompa somehow led to talking about Obama and the healthcare thing. You think it's linked somehow?
I'm watching, I'm reading this kind of funny email. I shall send the link.
Ah, funny junk. Good old funny junk. The days back when I was a little toddler in elementary school and I'd go on funny junk.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Had the same experience, apparently.
I embraced technology. Oh my god, the disguised weapons thing from Craigslist.
The what?
Oh my god, this thing is classic. Oh.
A disguised weapon?
So funny.
Oh my god, that spoon knife is so deceiving.
I know.
Send me the link. Let me see.
I think the most disguised one is a shotgun with a tissue box on it.
What? It looks like something out of Saw. It's like a trap out of Saw or something. Oh, I gotta blow my nose. Boom! Just so you know, you're losing leg.
Oh my god. Ah!
Hey, how do I click on links on this freaking thing?
You click on it. Oh, wait. Oh, wait for the chorus. Wait for the chorus, guys.
Wanna sing with it?
The chorus.
Welcome
to California.
Such a lovely place.
Oh god.
Such a lovely place.
Okay, that's enough singing right now.
At least we got some pretty good background music.
Yeah.
Better than Bieber.
Oh god, I can imagine Justin Bieber karaoke machines.
Oh my god. I'd rather use that thing as paperweight. I'm gonna need a lot of paper then.
I'd rather read Crime and Punishment.
No, you would not.
I read an essay about it that wasn't due until the day after tomorrow.
While we were doing a podcast.
I honestly thought it was due that day. I was like, oh my god. I just kind of wish I looked on it.
Oh my god. I just realized I referenced the day after tomorrow.
So everything's going to be all frozen when you turn in the essay?
Yeah.
I got to break in the school with an ice pick. We're 44 miles up above a mountain.
Oh yeah, we're 40 minutes in.
Weren't we already swearing already?
Yeah.
So did that really matter?
But we aren't swearing anyway. That's weird. We opened the floodgates, but there's no water coming in.
It's like Nixon and Watergate. It's like bringing Richard Nixon to Watergate or bringing Kevin Costner to Waterworld. Hey, do you think Waterworld would make a good Fallout game?
What? Really? Waterworld, really?
Well, you could think of it. It would kind of contradict everything Fallout ever believed about. Like water. I mean, like, there's water all around you. You can't drink a sip of it.
You just get rads. Oh, what if there was a Fallout game that took place on Pandora?
That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Exactly.
I want to be in those giant mech suits, then. Those things look awesome.
Post-apocalyptic Pandora.
Post-apocalyptic Pandora. Oh, man. What, are the Na'vi supposed to replace super mutants? They come around smacking at me with bones?
With and a hammer, a large mallet bone?
Large mallet bone? I fight the tiger thing?
That would be a, what was that? What was the huge bear mutant? What was it called?
A bear mutant?
Yeah. The mutant of the a mutation of the black bear in the DC region.
It was called the Kula, Kula something.
I thought it started with a Y.
It was Chinese. It was named after Chinese.
Yao Guai.
There you go.
Low.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind riding that. Nick the Bond.
I'd rather eat a Mirelurk. A Mirelurk.
Oh man, those things, I wouldn't mind eating them with a little plate of butter and lemon.
Dun-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Batman! Batman!
Batman!
And Robin!
Alright, this podcast is going downhill.
Not exactly. Post-apocalyptic Pandora.
What to imagine? What can you expect?
I can imagine the Tree of Life destroyed, burned, crispy.
Crispy.
It'll probably be replaced by Harold.
No, it'll be replaced with a Three Dog.
Three Dog here, reporting from the big DC hellhole. I mean, the Tree of Life hellhole. Some Na'vi thought it was a good idea to shoot a shiny metal ring in the middle of the sky.
With what?
An arrow. Three Dog signing off from the post-apocalyptic hell that is Pandora.
The Borderlands world.
This place is a piece of crap. There's nothing here. Smells like off-worlder. So how you liking our planet anyway?
Ooh. Not too shabby.
Dang, son of a biscuit-eating skag.
That son of a bitch.
Interesting.
I'm getting thirsty. I ate too much popcorn.
Silly goose.
Affleck is for kids.
Lulzers.
Wait, what? Oh, whatever.
Oh, I found the most funny. Me and another Skype person was chatting. Let me see if I can find what he said. Oh, yes. Oh my god, pew pew lasers.
Pew pew pew! Pew pew pew! Pew 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 pew.
It's probably the most funniest thing I saw that day.
Pew 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 pew. So what do you got here, guys?
Guys, I think we got something. I think we got some candy and some. Liquid medicine and some bananas
and some bananas
and some muffins.
Oh, some muffins! Mushrooms. Those English muffins.
Yeah. English muffins.
It's not English muffins.
It's American.
It's not American. It's German muffins.
It's just a muffin.
No, it's just German muffins.
German muffins.
German muffins.
That was Nazis.
Those Nazis are... Those Nazis. They're so cool.
Yeah.
What was that? You guys sound like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing there.
Nah.
Settle down, Beavis.
Why? Ugh.
I am Cornholio. It was crawling to my bunghole.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
With weapons.
Hey, who do you think would win? Hulk Hogan or the Hulk?
No, you know what I would think? I would think the Hulk would transform into Chuck Norris. And then it would be Chuck Norris versus Hulk Hogan.
Dude, Hulk Hogan will get his ass whooped.
Get a can of ass whooping.
Chuck Norris would break the record for the farthest length a boot has been shoved up a man's ass.
Depends on how far deep good old Hulk Hogan's ass can go.
I don't know. I think it would kick so hard, Hulk Hogan would be spitting out souls.
Boots, boom. Oh, that song. Oh, yeah.
Do
it's like a freaking
take
video.
On me.
Take on me. I'll be
there.
Waiting something. Can any of you guys actually hit that high note in the song?
Ooh. What?
Can any of you guys actually hit that high note in the song?
I did at one point. I was like, I hit like the really high point. I was like, yeah, I'm awesome. But I couldn't do it again.
Take on me. Take on me. All right. Good job, guys.
There's like a freaking radio in my house.
Yeah, and then we're doing a commentary.
It's so good enough. Give me a hot dish real or else forget about it.
Damn you do don't.
How long does it normally take for a dinner, Brian?
What?
How long would it normally take for a generic family to eat dinner?
5 million hours.
So we're going to have to wait that long
this.
To tune in?
5 million nanoseconds. Which is about 50 minutes.
Oh my god, I spit all over my paper. I need to blame this on someone. Who shall I blame this on?
Your English teacher.
Stupid English teacher. Get out of the face way, god, guys.
5 million femtoseconds.
Later. At least there's no quiet moments now with the music on.
Well, it's not that bad. It's an interlude before we switch to a new section.
What song should we play next?
Yeah, what should you request to your dad?
I don't know, I always got a bunch of music. I think you even accidentally put some Backstreet Boys in here. For NSYNC.
Uh-oh.
Lol.
Ruffle Mal.
You got me there. I hate you. Go die in a hole.
The Mal.
The Ma.
I can't think of the acceleration. Oh, now I can. Alright, it's all good.
There's another person we could add to this treacherous and very disgusting and dangerous recording, and that's Oscar, but...
I don't know. This podcast could probably become so dangerous our computers will self-destruct.
I do not know this Oscar you speak of, thus I cannot enter any, cannot give an opinion.
He is a fellow member of our podcast, and I still think is a little ticked off of us deleting Toilet Talk.
Oh, Toilet Talk. This is a wonderful time to talk about bathrooms.
Yeah, and shortly after, we destroyed all record of it.
That never happened.
Not yet, at least.
Not until we referenced it now.
Good old toilet talk with our few of our friends, Chris and other Chris, I think. Or is it Eric?
Both.
And, no, I'm talking about Chris Bo, and I think Eric was here, Oscar. And we just sat around and talked about how different bathrooms were and how gross ours was.
I think, no, we didn't compare JJ's bathrooms to ours.
Oh, our bathrooms are kind of interesting. We got, for the, what are those things called? Latrines?
Oh.
Urinals? I think they're urinals. I forget. But what they did was that they took out the flush thing. We got like the waterless ones that you don't need to flush with. And then for the toilets, we got like the dual flush toilets. So like if you flush it...
Your bathroom has so many big names in it. Big words in it.
But that's the more formal name. Latrine.
Sounds better than ours. We mentioned in Toilet Talk how there was blood in our toilets. Bathrooms.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, our school bathroom is bathroom. It's not even a bathroom. It's a washroom.
Not even a washroom.
You don't even take a bath unless you're really devoted to taking a bath. And
it looks like something out of prison. It's like prison toilets. Only no rape.
Oh, yay!
Yay, ouch. We're sexually safe.
For now.
So this podcast is dead. It's not even a podcast.
No, I'm posting up a blog now. Maybe we can get some help.
Hey, I found a free 6mm airsoft BB gun.
Whoa. That is smexy.
Let me try and get the link if my internet is not dying.
Heck, I don't even know how this new Skype works. It's just two boxes of you guys.
Yes, and we're talking. See how they're highlighted?
Oh my god! This airsoft gun looks so cheap and bad, but it's free. I'll get it anyway. Woo! 6 hours to order this thing. Yeah. No, $4.99 shipping, damn it.
There's always a catch, isn't there?
Damn it! This thing is such a good deal.
Are you willing to pay $4.99 shipping and handling?
You wanna order for me and then I'll just pay you the $5 for the shipping again?
Not at the last time, I'll just let you buy Steam games.
Damn it. But this is an airsoft gun.
Like, my dad doesn't trust me with the sword I had underneath my bed already. And you think you let me trust me with a gun?
Yes.
Yes.
Man, that sword, I lopped a freaking watermelon in half of it. It was so beautiful. Finally crafted steel.
You're beautiful.
One of the weirdest music videos ever.
I found it more of a stalker video than anything. Like the reason the guy is stalking the other person.
I saw her face in a crowded place. I don't know what to do. I'll never be.
How do you spell pizzazz?
POSSESSED. Oh, that's past tense.
Losers.
Facepalm.
You fail at life now. Did you know that?
I'm now going to shoot myself.
Yes, and I will lull at your funeral so loudly that...
Lulling is not even a word anymore.
Yeah, it'll be like... Lulls. Lullerling.
Lullerling. Unloading.
That sounds like a Chinese term.
I don't know where that mosquito just went, but I'm kind of afraid. Ew, my eyes are red.
He's high on purple hemp air.
Oh my god, I forgot that we had that.
We are now 1 hour.
What?
1 hour into this atrocious piece of audio we called a podcast.
It's just a cherry on top of a shit sundae.
it's more like a wad of dried urine on top of a shit sundae.
Wanna go AVGN mode?
Yeah,
this is like the only proper thing to do right now.
I cannot properly go into AVGN mode.
I don't think I can either. That guy's a professional. James Rolfe is a professional, man.
Yeah, and we're not. We just plagiarize. You hear that, America?
But plagiarism is awesome.
Plagiarism.
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 Yes, I finally squished it. Stupid mosquito.
Yeah! Woo! Just
kill me. Suck in my mouth.
Yeah!
Yay, applause.
Killing insects for the better of mankind.
It is your duty.
What do you think the PETA will say about that?
They'll love me forever.
I always thought we should consider this with PETI. People eat tasty insects.
I thought that was, like, SETI.
SETI.
Oh, that looking for life on other planets thing.
We got Final Countdown playing outside.
Final Countdown, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Blah,
la 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 la.
I can't even roll my tongue.
Like this, those rules have regulations, and those regulations require lots of paperwork.
Oh god. How to roll your R's.
I can't roll my R's.
Didn't you go to Spanish class, dude?
Me?
I'm talking to Brian. I think you took Spanish, you boy.
No, I'm taking the French.
Oh, he's on the cool side.
Yeah, I'm taking the French 1.
Don't go into French 5. I think it gets boring.
Damn it.
Hey, would you rather...
Je veux McDonald's. Yeah, I want McDonald's.
Oh, you just broke the moment right there, man.
Final Countdown. Yeah, I can hear that background music.
You know, I think the music probably made this podcast just a little bit better.
I can't... Wow, it's a... Step number 7, try replacing the R with a D sound if your R's still aren't rolling. For instance, the word practice would become pedactus.
Practice.
Oh, I see how they mean.
Practice lots of time.
However, it won't sound right if you say the word slowly or if the word begins with an R.
Practice. No, there's only one word where I can't say, which is rural.
Rural.
That the countryside type of thing.
Rolling the countryside.
Rural. That word.
R-U-R-A-L.
Yes. Rural.
Rural.
I can't pronounce it.
Rural. Rural. Hey, how are we gonna get listeners anyway? That's been kind of on my mind lately.
We do dances and then we make like public advertisements.
We do publicity stunts.
Yes, like
listen to our podcast, and I will jump in front of a truck.
Masturbating in public.
Yes. because that will definitely get us listeners. Why is this guy masturbating in public?
That is something we need to talk about.
I should talk
about Pee Wee Herman, the man from Pee Wee's Playhouse, got arrested for masturbating in public. Chuck Norris attempted the same thing the same day and he got awarded a medal.
That's disgusting.
It's in the book.
That's disgustingly delightful.
I'm tired.
I'm more tired than you are.
I'm over 9,001 times.
Yeah, you didn't have to try and build a boat to get an A.
Well, you know what? You don't have the 10... It's 10:47 over here, so you know what?
I can't do it. Rural.
Stop mocking me for the words I can't say, dang it.
Rural. Rick rolled. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna give you up.
What you doing? Yes.
We're gonna run around
and hurt you. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna. Well, no. Never gonna make you cry.
Never gonna run around and hurt you.
So on breaking news lately, I just died.
You just brought back a meme, that's what you did.
Oh god. I'll be firing my laser!
So, what kind of publicity stunt would you suggest?
We could try firing our lasers.
How?
By firing them. You know?
I'm looking around my chest now looking for a fire button.
No, you just gotta believe in yourself.
Do you believe in magic?
The young girl's heart, the music and feeling, wherever it starts.
Okay, this part of the pot, this entire hour is just a musical. There you go. That's
better than High School Musical.
The entire theme of the second part of this podcast is a musical.
Ouchies! Ow.
Look at the bells. Let's talk about news that doesn't do with school anyway.
We already do that already.
Fine, let's talk about something else that's not media or pop culture. Oh my god, look at Justin Bieber. Oh, that's pop culture.
Well, I don't think we could think of anything else other than that. I don't think we should think about anything else.
Alright, there we go.
Hmm.